Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is going to be amazing. This is probably one of the better ones we've done.
Coming to you from the Glasshouse Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
Been waiting a long time for this day. Long time. Because why, Sammy?
Because, is this the episode with the ants?
Well, wait a minute, you call them ants? Because I just met them.
No, you call them ants.
Oh, so you're favoring what I call them.
Correct. I thought that was like going to be the title of the episode.
It can be. I mean, your ants are here, but you call them aunts.
Yeah, because there's a U in it. You don't say restaurant.
Here we go. With
you
the
don't say restaurant. You say restaurant.
Well, you're right.
I say
restaurant.
You don't say natty. You say naughty.
Naughty. Okay.
So you say aunt.
Aunt. Mm. Why do I feel so stupid now, Abby?
I mean, I say aunt.
A lot of people say aunt. Yeah, that's not like weird. I feel like it's weirder to say aunt.
This is supposed to be Positive Podcast Monday, and we have started it off on a learning note.
Yes.
Totes. Uh-huh. Love being educated.
I just got an email. This is going to air. We always go through this. What is today's date?
February 11th. It's a Thursday.
That's right. And old with you. World premieres on CMT on what day, Sammy?
Sunday, February 14th.
That's right.
Woo!
That's right. Which, when this airs, what we're saying right now, will be Monday.
It'll be a day old.
It'll be day old, February 15th. But I got the times. I got the times.
Of when they're going to play the music video?
Yeah, CMT sends you the times.
Good for them.
When they're going to play the video. And they're going to play it Sunday. They're going to play the video 6 times.
That's cool.
One more than 5.
Sammy is on fire right now. I don't know if it's because her aunts are here.
Or if it's because I've been drinking since noon.
Oh my God. Are you browned out again?
No, not even close.
Okay, because you're real. I mean, I think you're on point, actually. I'm learning from you already. I mean, there's a lot of good things. Kels Dog is here.
Yeah, she is.
Isn't it weird when you know people from there? Like Kelsey is her name, but your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I've met her a bunch of times. But I know her. When I see her, I go, Kels Dog. I think about her Instagram.
Everybody calls her Kels Dog, for sure. Like, okay. That's not, like, weird. That's not out of character. She refers to herself as Kels Dog as well. So it's pretty across the board. Yeah.
So, and do you go by Sammy Shea?
Yeah. But also, somehow, so that's how, remember when Sean Booth was here and he called me Sam Cat
Yes.
That's how that started, was because of Kel's dog. And so he started calling me Sam Dog, and Kelsey was like, there's only one dog in this family. Whoa. And Sean was like, all right, we'll call her Cat. And now I'm Sam Cat. And that's Cat. How that started. And
I like that.
Stuck. Do you? Okay.
I do.
I like it.
I mean, Sammy. Okay.
No, I love Sam Cat.
I mean, I answer to it now. Now it's like a year and a half old. So it's just, you can't choose your nicknames. You got to just roll with it.
Dude, Kel's dog, Sam Cat is perfect. That's like a match.
We dressed up as one time we walked into the gym and Jordan, the guy who like checks you in, was playing the cat dog theme song. And for Halloween, I did cat makeup and she did dog makeup. We just leaned into it, you know? At this point, you got to do it.
That's a little aggressive.
I'm an aggressive gal.
I know. I know. We all know. And everybody loves that about you.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, aunts.
My mom's here, too.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Your mom and your aunts are here. Mm-hmm. It's so weird saying it like
I don't
that.
Understand why you can't just say aunt. Like, when you like, aunt. Like,
I can't say it normal. It's like
I've never said aunt.
Either have I. Thank you. Finally, Abby and I are on the same team. Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
Kansas.
That's why. You don't say Kansas. You say Kansas.
You don't say Kansas. There's no U in Kansas.
That's true. We're back. I think we're back to learning again. Okay. Now we're both learning over here.
I'm going to take a sip of my drink.
What I wanted to get at, and I was very excited for Cassie through this whole thing, is because Kel's dog has on these jeans. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and our guest, which I'll announce in a minute, says, oh my God, I love your jeans. And I looked at her jeans. I'm like, oh, those are the jeans that Cassie has. And then you and I, Sammy, started talking about Kel's dog's jeans. Mm-hmm. And it's the new in thing. And you were explaining what the new in thing is for jeans for women.
Yeah. Well, it's technically like what she's wearing is like mom jean fit, but looser jeans are coming back into style.
That's right.
Where, skinny jeans are apparently on their way out. Supposedly, I don't know. I don't have a TikTok, so I'm behind the times, but they're like making fun of millennials, these Gen Zers, and they say if you wear your hair on a side part, if you have skinny jeans and you use the crying laughing emoji, that's how you know you're old.
Really?
And guess what? I do all three of those things. I got a side part right now. I'm wearing skinny jeans, and the most used emoji on my phone is the crying laughing one. So Gen
Wow.
Z can.
Yeah. I'm technically, and I found this out the other day, I didn't know this, I'm a millennial. I didn't know that.
Yeah. The cutoff is like 1996, so
77 to 96.
Yeah,
wow, that's a big thing. It is,
because a 79 millennial is way different than a 90 millennial.
Oh, right? Hell yeah,
way different.
That's why I don't understand.
I feel like I am even a different millennial from someone who's born in 96. Like the difference between I was born in 90, and the difference between 90s kids, like actually 1990s kids, yeah, versus 96. Whatever the cutoff is of millennial. It's like I have a younger brother and sometimes he talks to me and I'm like, what planet are you from? And we're only 5 years apart. Yes. It's wild.
So Gen Z is next, right?
Yeah, Gen Z
is 90s. We don't like Gen Z.
I just started.
To all you Gen Zs out there, it's aunt.
Anna Lee just texted me and said, I was born in 96, bitch.
Wow. On fire. I did find out, because you get this Monday. We post these Sunday at midnight. This, the one you're listening to right now, Sunday at midnight. So if you're one of those people that are listening right now at this moment, go to CMT, because Monday morning they play at 12:05 a.m. Okay. They also play it at 3:06 p.m. Monday, today. So
look at you.
Check it out. And I went over this before, and I'm going to say it over and over again, because I really want all with you to go to country radio. If we get 4 million, I know, streams.
That's a big number.
Oh, so stressful. 4 million streams, YouTube streams on the video, they go to radio. Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Wow.
Cheers. Come on, Abby,
what?
Cheers.
4 million.
That's how it works?
No, that's how my that's how my label works.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay. We'll just have it playing all night.
We are all.
You know, it's good when the ice is,
I know,
making noise.
What did you make? Let's bring people in our secrets here.
I made what you told me to make. Blue chair, coconut rum, ? And then that fruity pebble smelling drink.
LaCroix.
Key lime LaCroix.
Key lime LaCroix. Listen,
surprisingly good.
Might be my new drink. Key lime LaCroix and blue chair rum, yeah. Coconut rum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good. Mm.
It is also.
It tastes like a vacation.
It does.
It is not a vacation weather outside though. So if you close your eyes,
it's good.
Feels it's, like
I wanted to say something inappropriate. I'm not going to.
But it shows true restraint.
That's right. I've grown up a lot.
Let's not push it.
You know? Speaking of growing up, Morgan Wallen made a 5-minute apology.
Oh.
I actually, and Sammy and I saw Sammy in COVID Central. We went to, we did a show last night. Sammy was there, but I was actually very surprised at how many people were there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I wasn't.
Well, that was my, you've been to one of those before.
No. Yes. Yeah.
I did. I was like, man, there's a, I didn't know they could do this. I guess they did. They did follow the CDC guidelines. It just seemed like I had not done a show in so long.
We just haven't been exposed to that in so long that it feels wrong, but really they're following all the rules.
Yeah. They had tables set up. Yeah. Nobody was like standing up and real close. Everybody, if they got out of their seat, they put their mask on. Food was served. I mean, anything over 20 people, I get nervous. Because I haven't seen it in a year. I'm like, how many people? Wait a minute. It can't be CDC guidelines here. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And what was I getting at with that point, though? I was about to say something.
Morgan.
You said last
night. Oh, Morgan. Yeah. Morgan. So on the way home, you told me when you saw me, you're like, Chuck, you were on stage. And I saw that Morgan Wallen did a 5-minute apology. I haven't listened to it yet because you were on stage. And I appreciate you.
Yeah. I sat with your wife. Kept her company.
Yeah. You guys look like twinsies last night.
Someone did tap me on the shoulder and say, Cassie. Mm. And I turned around and I was like, oh, she's right there. It's like, there's a lot of blonde curly hair right now. So I'll give you that.
No, you
look, we sat at the same table.
I like it. I like
with DJ Silver.
That's right.
We were holding it down. Table 62, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I like your hair. You know,
I'm trying to embrace it.
Is that natural? I love it.
Oh, thank you.
No, you need
it's
to rock
so
that.
So cute.
I'm trying. I read something. I don't know if this is like real or not, but I've been reading that if you like don't straighten your hair, your natural curl comes back easier and it like looks better. So I'm just going to try and roll with that. Pretend like I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm kind of a tomboy, so it's hard for me.
Yeah. I like everything about it. I like it. I think you should rock it.
I think it matches my personality. It's a little all over the place. You
listen,
know?
One of my favorite things about my wife is her hair.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
I think you stick out with that hair right now.
Okay.
I think you walk into your room, people are like, man, who's that girl with the hair?
I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's much better than like, man, who's that girl
with... Go ahead.
Wow, that girl looks like she has a great personality.
What? No, you do have a great personality, but I know...
I'm just saying, no dude says that when you walk into a bar. Man, I really want to get to know her personality.
Yeah.
Don't sell yourself short, Sammy.
I'm not. I'm just talking about the world, Charles.
But I think that you have a great personality, along with other great things. Assets. Yeah.
What is emphasis on the S?
There, I knew it. I was setting her up. I was setting her up. All right. It's also Monday, and that means we started this last week, and I enjoyed it. New what?
Oh,
you want to do positive?
I thought that's where we're going. Sorry.
Ready?
Cut you
3,
off.
2, 1. Positive. Really?
3. I thought you guys were going to sing, so I saw myself out because
you,
nobody wants to hear
are
me
you. Were you going
to
do this like a
yeah,
clap?
I was
positive.
Like your
hype man. Podcast. Monday. Yeah, that's right.
LFG.
LFG, yeah.
What was that?
You know what LFG Abby's stands for, Abby?
I do. You guys think no. I'm just like the biggest goody-goody ever.
No, well, no, we don't think that.
I don't think that.
My friends call me all the time about you. Oh, yeah.
That's not good.
Well, then maybe you should put in some work for her.
What do they say? Wait, well, in a good way or bad?
In a good way. One of my friends is coming up to see me, actually. So...
Did you vet this situation or did you sell her to him not knowing that he's married with 2 children? Like the last man that you tried to get Abby to go on a date with.
How did you know this friend actually was married with 2 children? I'm so sorry he's not available. But he was asking about you. He was saying how he just thinks that you're ready to go.
I am.
See?
Let's go.
LFG.
LFG. All right. It is also, it's Positive Podcast Monday and it's also New Music Monday. And we have new music. And I want to bring in our guest in because she's a newer artist, okay? She has great new music, and I think she should be a part of this conversation. So, Ashley Cook! Woo-hoo! Yes! Yay! Coming up top! I love Ashley Cook.
Ashley Cook. Yay. With a red solo cup.
Red solo cup. What did you... you have the same drink that we have.
I do. The Key Lime LaCroix.
So good.
It is good. Yeah. I don't even like LaCroix because it tastes like... fruit that's been in someone else's mouth, but you know, that's besides the point. And I like
the
this
best
one
flavor for sure. Yeah, it's the best flavor hands
this
down.
Is a good drink to make at home, but I would never want to order it at a bar
because you're embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm... Hi, I'd like the Key Lime LaCroix
own it,
with the coconut blue chair rum.
I don't think they'd be surprised, John.
I just don't think it is... I don't think all that information is going to be translated into a very talkative, loud bar.
That's true. It's easier to be like, Jack and Coke. You know?
Exactly.
It's easier than Key Lime LaCroix. Also, I heard y'all's conversation about the millennial versus Gen Z.
Here we go.
I'm 97. Gross. So I feel like I'm right on the cusp, but I say aunt.
Okay. Wait. Gen Z versus millennial and versus aunt have nothing to do with one another.
It's okay. I just had to say.
Like, I was listening to the whole conversation and these are my notes.
Yes.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Of course.
Ashley, because now there are three people in this room that say aunt and only one person in the room that says aunt.
Exactly.
So like I said at the beginning, it's more common for people to say aunt. Don't come for me.
It definitely is more common.
I admitted that. I know that aunt is weird. However, there's a U in it and I stand by that.
Do you call people... anybody in your family an aunt if they're or an aunt if they're not your aunt or aunt?
Yes, I have one here. Literally, my aunt Jana is my favorite fake aunt.
Really?
We share no blood, but for some reason, she became friends with my actual aunts, and now we go on all family vacations together. And her kids are my cousins, and she's my aunt.
I love this because I have one in my family, mm-hmm. and it was actually she would be my step grandmother. I never met on my dad's side. It gets weird. On my dad's side, I never met my grandmother because she passed away early. He got remarried, and my whole life, we called her Aunt Meal.
Why wouldn't you just call her Grandma?
Meal, because her name's Amelia, so we called her Aunt Meal.
I guess that makes sense. My best friend's mom, I call my aunt too, so.
Okay.
Everybody's got them. Yeah.
Everybody's
there's
got
a lot of broken branches on the family tree of every human on the planet, so.
Call them fans. Yeah. Fake aunts.
I like that.
It works.
All right, we're gonna talk about your music, of course, but we're gonna talk about New Music Monday. So we each pick what we think is like, you know, what we're loving right now. It can be new, it could be new to us, it could be old to you, it could be new to us. Who wants to go first?
Abby does.
Abby's very focused.
Yeah, I will.
Do I need to turn up one of these?
I just zoned out into my computer.
I saw that. I actually saw that. Which one? This one?
Yes.
All right. And this is yours?
Uh-huh.
All right. This is actually ours.
Both of ours? Okay.
We have the same favorite New Music Monday song from Dan and Shay.
And you are going to play it.
Oh, you want me to play it?
Yeah, it was on there. Sorry.
Gosh, this one. It's this one.
Yep.
Okay, you sure? We're going to find out.
Don't you ever go? Don't you ever go?
Never let me go. I never know how long your clips are, Abby, so I just kind of.
They go forever now. I never cut them off.
Oh.
Ever.
You scarred her.
Yes. So now you get to fade them down.
You shunned her on air.
I know. It was bad.
I got in trouble.
Ashley, it was really bad. I would say, hey, will you pull a clip of this song? And she literally would pull like. Sometimes she wouldn't even let it get to the hook. I'm like, bro.
I would just cut it off.
I'm like, bro, let's go.
Yeah. She's got things to do, you know?
All right. You're in charge of the next ones, mm-hmm. correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is Sammy. Sammy, what was your...
I submitted Matt Stell. Mm. And I think, let's see. If it's Monday, it came out like a week and a half ago at this point. But it's this new single. And it's like, it's not a bop, but it's a jam.
A bop?
Oh my God, how old are you? You don't know what a bop is?
Come on, Chuck, get with it.
Speaking of elder millennials.
Well, no, I feel like
a bop is like what we just listened to.
I know, but a bop seems like, you know, an older slang term for a song.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Well, we are not older, so I don't know.
Like bop just means like something you bop.
Yeah,
bop.
I've never. Okay, cool. I think bop's coming.
It's a bop. That's the origin.
Anyway,
bop.
So Matt Stell.
All right, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Ready?
Yes.
Let's play it. Killing me, 'cause that ain't me no more.
No, that ain't me no more. Yeah, I'll fade it down for you.
I'm reminding him to fade it.
I love Matt Stell. Matt Stell, I feel like, came out of nowhere. He's been in town though forever, I think.
He's a very tall human being.
He's really? Like 6'7", yeah.
Yeah, he's a tall boy.
I'm short, so I feel like I'd be staring up. I'm 5'3".
Yeah. You don't seem 5'3" though.
Really?
With your heels on. She had heels on.
That's because she's not 5'3" like, with heels on. Like that's how it works.
True that.
What are you, 5'6"? 5'6"?
Probably. Probably like 2 inches on these things. Maybe.
Yeah, those look like 2 inches.
I always have to wear heels though because I'm so short.
Abby, what are you doing over there? Who are you texting?
Well, can you move? They were like,
oh my God, here we go.
I'm scared. What?
No, they're just like, can you move a little closer to the mic?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
That's what I'm doing.
Put this down.
Oh yeah, you can
just
move that way too.
Just sometimes it's a little.
This is great. I'm so glad we are
up into the mic.
We are
putting work stuff. I'm not just like texting friends over here.
That's what I thought. I thought Abby was just like, I'm sorry, I'm still here. I'm almost done.
No, not doing that.
I'll be done in 20 minutes.
I'm listening.
All right, who else? Do we have anybody else that's new Music Monday? Because I got another one if we don't have another one.
I do. Cindy texted this in, and it is Cam, Girl Like Me. It's a really slow one, but it's really pretty. I like it.
Yeah, take it from a girl like me. Take it from a girl like me.
It's pretty.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good.
Pretty.
That's like... She hired Mozart to do that. Came in there strong. That's good. That's fan texted that in.
Go Cindy.
Do we have fans? I don't know if we have fans. We have listeners, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely don't have fans.
No, actually, Sammy, you'd be surprised. You got a lot of fans out there.
Would be surprised.
Ashley Cook, you are a Belmont grad.
Yes, sir.
Which is right down the street. You won the Belmont
Country Showcase.
Country Showcase.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal. Their big names have gone to Belmont. Brad Paisley, Trisha Yearwood.
Yes.
Trisha Yearwood. Let's say Trisha Yearwood.
Yes.
Okay.
Josh Turner. Florida Georgia Line.
Okay. Both of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so. I know for sure Tyler.
Tyler? Okay. Went. That would make sense.
I think. Yeah.
Who else? Anybody?
I mean, I know a lot of people who work on the business side of music that went to Belmont.
Anyway,
it doesn't
yeah.
have to be Absolutely. The artist.
It's a huge school for music. It's called Belmont School of Music, right?
It Correct. Is, yeah. But I didn't go to the School of Music.
What did you go to the school of?
I was in the communication school.
You're a communicator.
I was communications and marketing, so okay. nothing to do with music, yeah.
I love that you came in here, because you're a brand new artist. Okay, you're fresh out of college. You're mm-hmm. making it happen. And you came in with like a handler. Who is the person you brought with you?
My publicist. She's more of a friend, though, now. At this point, she's a great friend, yeah.
This is awesome. Fantastic. She came so prepared. I have, like... We have major artists that come in here on major record labels that don't send us I got a one sheet on you.
Yeah.
I got a picture.
Yeah.
Recently featured on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Bobbycast, all these.
Heck yeah.
You have to update it now. I love Country Talk with Chuck.
Put that on top.
But because it's New Music Monday, you have a new song coming out.
I do.
And we'll get more into your backstory and how you got here, but I think this is the one, right?
Let's hope.
We have trouble with buttons.
Who's we?
me, the only person that pushes the button. Okay. I have trouble with the...
Here we go.
I know that where that one
here
is.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I know it's this one. This is tell me the title, who you wrote it with, and when it comes out.
It's called Sunday Morning, Kind of Saturday Night. It was Craig Wiseman and Matt Roy.
Okay. You get to be blue.
Dang it. Can we get 50%
chance? No, you're sorry.
I knew it.
So that song is
No, don't tell me. Abby, yes. I blame the wrong button push.
I will take the blame.
Yes,
because
it is.
I couldn't see on here.
This is the actual right button. You ready?
It has to be.
They look similar. I'll give it to you.
3, 2, 1.
I need a Sunday morning, kind of Saturday night.
Tuesday, March 2nd, Tuesday, you can get that one. But this one is the one I was playing before, yeah. Jealous of the Sky. This has a cool, I'm sorry, I'm still learning my buttons, Ashley.
You're good.
I know where that one is.
It's a lot of buttons.
I know where this one is.
I think here we go is my
huh?
bowling pins.
You're welcome. Damn, I know where this one is.
What did I ever do to be
Come on.
I like how Ashley pretends it's a jammer. She's like, yeah.
It's a bop. No, I'm kidding.
It is a bop. Very slow bop and a very wedding-y bop, but it is a bop. But Jealous of the Sky, was that written about one of your friends?
My best friend that passed away from cancer when I was 18. So it was a pretty tough time of life. And he passed away when I was 18. And I wrote this song last year. So I really couldn't face the emotions of it until I got in the room and wrote that song. And I wrote it as a song just kind of for me to cope. It was like a soul song for me, and people really related to it on TikTok, and it proves that, you know, loss is a universal language. So I put it out and people really seem to react to it.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all, every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll, Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes, all hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center, Saturday, May 4th, stream only on Hulu, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Did you write that one by yourself?
No, I wrote it with Bridget Tatum, who also wrote She's Country for Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it hard when you go into a room and you have something that personal? Is it hard? Did Bridget in the room, did she kind of let you steer the ship on that? Because I've written really personal songs mm-hmm. before, and you're almost scared to bring a story to someone that is your story, because sometimes other people can divert that story to something that it's not. So how did writing such a song like that, Did it come quick? Was there emotions involved? Did you cry? Like, did you cry when you wrote it?
I didn't. I'm not much of a crier. But it was really special because Bridget also knew Adam, my best friend that passed away. I've known Bridget since I was a kid, so she's been like a mentor of mine, and she got to know him pretty well. So we were out on her farm, like 30 minutes out of town here, and it just came pouring out of us. And it was special because she knew him too. So lots of emotions and just lots of kind of coming to terms with the loss of a friend at that age and never really coming to terms with those emotions. So we both did it through music, which is how we know how to.
It's a beautiful thing. Here it is. Now you get to say hello while I gotta say goodbye. I'm jealous of the sky. That's really cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's, and it's, I love, because that is the song that made you really blow up on TikTok, right?
Well, so I've been on TikTok now for about 10 months, and that was the first song that I put out for the TikTok fans and just for people to have something from me on Spotify. But
right.
I was on TikTok way before that song came out.
But did you have the numbers? Because you have a bunch. You're doing pretty well on TikTok.
It's crazy. I have like 500,000 followers, which is insane.
Yeah,
I know, in 10 months, which is crazy, you know? But that song was definitely something that people related to. But I posted a cover of Morgan's Chasing You before that and just kind of been building traction for the last 10 months. So
yeah, I think that one in particular, and the reason why I'm pointing it out, I think anytime you know, sing about something that's real, mm-hmm. and I always say this to any songwriter buddy of mine, I'm like, let's write about something that we can relate to, like that's us. Because it just becomes a better song.
Absolutely.
And it becomes real. You're up there on stage singing it. You can sell it. I mean, you can sell the song to people. They can see Absolutely. The real emotion. So I'm glad that song did so well for you
Thank
in
you.
That space. Because now you signed with someone, right?
Not yet. I'm still completely independent.
This is great. I'm going to open up my own record label, guys. How are you not signed yet?
I'm with Backblocks Music, which is an artist development company.
Okay.
But I'm still independent for management, publishing, and label. So
really?
By All choice. Right. So, yeah.
So the right deal hasn't come along.
The right deal has not come along.
So you've gotten offered deals. Yeah. Yes, you did. No, it's got to make sense. That takes a lot. Listen, when I was first coming out, if someone offered me a record deal, I'd be like, sure, let's go. Yeah. Record deal, I'm in. But you want to pick the right spot.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like I've built a lot of momentum on my own independently, and I want to keep doing that as long as I can, you know, until the right team comes along that I can see longevity with in a career, because that's really what I want to do. I don't want to just have a moment on the app because of one song or because of one video. I want to have a career because I love music. So yeah, I want to find the right team.
When a song like that blows up on TikTok or any of your songs on TikTok, do you make any money off of that?
I make most money on live streams. The actual app doesn't generate much money, but like streaming and live streams is where you find most of that.
What's live streams? Why am I?
Like, you know, like Instagram Live, how you can go live on Instagram.
You can make money off of that?
Chuck's mind is blown.
I got you.
That's
Come on.
Genius.
TikTok
this
hacks.
Is amazing.
Yeah. So
I want to know what car you drive now. I'm like, she's got it figured out. She rolled up in a Bentley. No,
nah, Jeep Wrangler. Lifted Jeep Wrangler. That's my go-to car.
Oh, Ooh, lifted.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I want
yeah.
a Jeep.
Yeah, I used to go mudding and off-roading and stuff all throughout high school. So
you sound like a Florida girl.
Yeah,
I knew it.
I lived in Florida before I came here.
Florida, samesies.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
where
I
in
lived
Florida?
In Orlando for a little over 5 years.
Okay, nice. I was in Parkland.
Oh, that's
yeah.
not far.
Yeah, no, it's like a couple hours.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
I mean, it's not Miami.
Yeah,
about
that's
that?
True. That's very true.
Well, I went to Lakeland, Florida. I went to Florida Southern College. So
okay, nice.
Take that.
Take that
Sam Cat, and let me tell you something.
Do not start calling me Sam Cat. That is
Sam Cat.
Do you hate it?
I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
I hear you.
Who else have you met from TikTok? Have you like collaborated with anybody?
Yeah, so I actually started this thing called the 615 House, if you're familiar with it. It's like a country music hype house that I started a few months ago with my friend Chris Rudiger, and we met pretty much every country influencer that's in Nashville is somehow tied in with the 615 House. So I've met so many people that I would have never met if it weren't for that app. And I love it.
Yeah, I remember when the 615 House, because that's how I knew about you.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew you looked familiar and I was like, who is this girl? I know her, because we met a long time ago, briefly.
Yeah, so I went to Belmont, like we talked about, and I was volunteering for something at the studio that she used to do the morning show at.
Yep.
And I was like, hey, what's up? And we followed on Instagram. But that
That's
was
right.
Wait,
yeah.
where was I?
I don't know.
I don't know if you were there. I worked there.
No, I think this was like pre-Sammy.
Oh, okay.
I think this was pre-Sammy.
This would have been like 2016?
This is when it would have been the Blair Garner show, I think. Blair, was Terry Clark on the show?
Yes.
Yeah, Blair Garner, Terry Clark.
That was way pre-Sammy. I was in Florida fadoodling somewhere, being a sideline reporter.
Fadoodling. Yeah. Love that word.
Fadoodling.
Fadoodling.
Fadoodling and what's the, bop is the two words I've
You're learning so much.
And aunt.
Yeah,
I mean, and if you want to be from where, you know, where Sammy's from. No, we met on that way, and then I followed you, and I remember hearing you sing. I'm like, man, this girl can sing. And then since I followed you, you just pop up, and I'd be like, oh, cool. And then you did. I remember chasing you.
Yeah,
I'm like, this girl's great, and I'm like patiently waiting. I'm like, she's got to get signed. I think you're in a good place. I can feel it in your aura.
Thank you.
I feel
it's a really exciting time because I only have that one song out, Jealous of the Sky, and the cover of Chasing You, which I really only put out because it got so much traction on TikTok based off a cover I did just acoustically. So I only have those two songs out. And so I have an entire bunch of songs that I recorded with Jimmy Robbins. Do you know Jimmy?
Yeah, it's great.
It's phenomenal. He did like Maren Morris, Kelsey Ballerina. I mean, so many people. And we really hit it off, and he produced my entire new project. So
I feel like in 2 weeks we're going to get like an announcement or something.
We'll see.
That'd be exciting. I don't
know. I'll text you. You first. Get to be blue
and gray. You don't mind a that one will be on there. This will be out the country radio. When are you done your meetings?
I don't know how to answer these.
There's a reason for this, Sammy. Don't make fun.
I know, but I didn't say anything.
I don't want to like say one and pick a favorite because I really am just meeting with everybody right now.
Okay.
And I feel like, and that's not like a politically correct answer. Like I really just want to get to know people. And
that's how I feel about dating.
Same.
Wow. But it is. Swipe right.
It really is like dating though. Like when it comes to.
What do you do? You
hit
it?
I don't know. We went over it. I have a Hinge and I don't think I've opened it since I was here with you guys. Like, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
All right. So we'll get off the music record deal part.
Yeah.
We love your music.
Thank you.
So we're to listen to all your TikTok songs and whatever you cover and new stuff. What is it? At Ashley Cook?
The Ashley Cook with an E on the end.
The
Ashley Cook. Super official.
The L-E-Y. L-E-Y. Ashley. L-E-Y.
Yep.
Oh, you're quiet today.
Oh, I am. I'm just taking it all in.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any advice? So Abby's on the prowl over here.
Ooh, are we all single?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're married with kid.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I mean, don't say it like it's a bad thing.
No, that's awesome. You're married with a kid. Are you single too?
Oh yeah.
It's hard. It's a tough world. Especially in COVID too, because you really can't just go meet people at like bars and do what you normally would do to meet people.
That's right.
Masks.
Then you like see somebody and you think they're cute, but they have a mask on.
Yes.
You're like, they couldn't actually not be under because it's covering half their face.
Exactly. People with great eyes right now are really excelling. Yeah. If you have great eyes, you got a one up on the other people that have messed up grills.
It's very, very true.
See, that's the thing. What are you hiding under the mask?
You can have great eyes and a messed up grill.
And
know?
I do have to say, the first thing I notice about someone is their mouth.
Same.
Like their smile, their teeth, their lips. So
me
without
too.
A mask, I'm like, I feel slighted.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right.
We'll just be single. To the manager.
We'll just be single until the pandemic's over. God.
You call their mom and dad.
Yeah.
What did you do? Yeah. You ever heard of braces? Shit.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not that mean.
Oh, okay.
At least not out loud.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I had messed up teeth, so I can't say anything. But I have braces, so.
Yeah, you're just very smiley. Usually people with braces smile all the time because they're like so happy that it's like there now. You have good teeth. Did you have braces, Ashley?
I had Invisalign. Same. Oh. I love a good Invisalign.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a big old space in between my teeth until I was like 26.
Me too. In the middle of the front too.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Gap sisters. Let's go.
Gap sisters.
I don't want to be there. I don't want to do that. I'm glad it's gone. Good riddance.
We were talking about jeans earlier. Did you hear our jean talk?
I did not. I wasn't listening. I zoned out. What was it?
Really?
Wait, was it the boot versus regular?
Yeah. No, we talked about your comment to Kels Dog. With her jeans on, you're like, I love your jeans.
Because they're cute.
Yeah, and then you have the same style kind of jeans. She's in the club.
So I've heard.
Yeah, she's young and fashion but see, forward.
I've heard that Gen Zs are giving millennials crap for wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I don't.
That's exactly what we talked about. Oh, sorry. I mean, I've for not listening. That's
so great. I've seen all the TikTok trends and stuff talking about it, but I'm sad because I have like muscular legs and I feel like sometimes loose fitting jeans do not look good on me. So I'm like, damn it. Like, I can't wear skinny jeans anymore. I'm like, what am I going to do?
You can wear whatever the hell you want, girl.
It's true. It's true. Very true.
Yeah. Let's remember. Do you, you know? Skinny jeans. I'm screwed. If baggy jeans are back in, I'm screwed because all I have are skinny jeans.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if this applies to men. That's a good question.
It is.
Wait, skinny or boot cut? Like, you have the boot cut or the skinny?
I used to wear boot cut jeans all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Boot cut jeans?
Mm-hmm.
Their thing.
I'm thinking flare jeans. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
No, there's definitely boot cut jeans.
I was like, Chuck, you wore flare jeans? I mean, no, hey, no, no, you know, no, you no, do, no. But.
No, there's definitely boot cut jeans for guys.
Yes.
It literally says boot cut, like Levi boot cut jeans.
But it's mainly like for a boot for to like, fit into what? Your like.
For cut. What are you talking about, Sammy?
I was just laughing because you're like, they literally say boot cut. like regular boot cut. I was like, wow, what a name.
They're just not like tight at the ankle so that you can.
Yeah, they're a little bigger. So you put. Yeah. Okay. Boot cut.
It's like country boy jeans.
Yeah. Love yeah. It. There we go.
Love it.
This is where you're 23 years. This is when it comes in. Because if you were around when I was around.
Bootcut jeans were in.
Bootcut jeans were in. I mean, 10 years ago, that's all I wore. I sound old now.
When I was in middle school, people wore like the Miss Me jeans with like the bedazzled butts. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Middle mm-hmm. school.
What's that?
That was yes. Chuck's 30th birthday. Got him.
Yeah.
Here we go. Right.
I'll cheers to that.
Do you know Andrew Janakis?
I do. He's amazing. I saw him last night, actually.
Yes, I saw that you posted about
you
him.
Played at that show, right?
I played at the
Nashville Palace.
That's right.
I was gonna go to that.
Well, it was a great show.
But Andrew was playing over at Live Oak, so I went and hung out.
Because you guys are better friends. That's fine. That's fine. Kane Brown showed up at our show.
I mean, way to one up me. It's fine.
Who else? Gavin DeGraw.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
That's right.
Chuck Parker McCollum.
Who?
Parker
McCollum.
I love that kid. He's amazing.
He ain't bad to look at. I'll tell you that.
Really.
Right.
We've met. He's awesome.
Yeah, but don't play it safe. Play it safe until, you know.
I'm not playing it. I feel like an artist dating an artist is always difficult.
Very difficult.
I mean, people have done it, but.
That's exactly. People have done it. They're not still
they're not doing it.
they've done it.
That's true. Well, then again, like Marin and Ryan, you never know, you know.
Marin and Ryan. Work. Yeah.
Trisha
and Garth.
Tim and Faith. Yeah, I mean, it's worked. Okay. It just takes a specific kind of artist to date another specific kind of artist.
Johnny yeah. and June. Let's go old school.
Wasn't that like toxic though?
Mm-hmm. But it worked.
He goes, mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure was. Sure was. Who else? I'm trying to think of
like
other people.
He was there.
I know that. I watched the movie, Sammy.
Shit.
Hello. What was the one with Reese Witherspoon?
Have you guys seen that meme?
Walk the line.
Have y'all seen the meme about Reese Witherspoon?
No. Is it it's bad
like
or good?
Reese Witherspoon, and then there's no spoon in her hand, and it's like Reese without her spoon. Have you guys seen that, or am I just crazy?
Yeah.
No,
that was like a huge meme back in like high school.
That sounds like a joke Chuck would make
back in. It's like a dad joke. You yeah. just said a dad joke, Ashley.
I try.
Fantastic. All right, so what's next for you? What's the goal now that you want to sign a deal? Obviously, you're probably going to go to radio with this. And then what? Like, what? You got to have goals, right? Like,
oh, for sure. So my main goal, which is really hard because of COVID, is to go meet people, because I feel like I gained 500,000 fans in a matter of 10 months and I have not met a single one of them face to face. And that's like a huge thing to me, is I want to be close to my fans. Like, actually feel like we're friends and know each other. So I really want to get on the road and meet them somehow.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, touring is definitely one of my number one goals.
When's the last time have you done a live show lately?
Just like listening room stuff, just acoustic round stuff. But that's not like a full band show, you know, with your whole set and everything. So.
And do you have a lot of fans coming out to see you now?
A lot, surprisingly. Really? Yeah. I mean, I didn't really know how it was going to translate from TikTok over to like hard ticket sales or people coming out to shows. But people will come from Atlanta and like just all over different states to come see listening room shows. And yeah. They're like, oh my gosh, like we saw that you were playing this show on TikTok and we had to come say hi. You're one of our favorite TikTok people. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So. I'm just pumped to get out there and see, you know, if the 500,000 people that are currently watching translate and come to see shows in person.
Why do you think I'm assuming that TikTok, people that follow people on TikTok are different people than Instagram?
because I'll see somebody with like, I'll go on TikTok and I'll see X, Y, and Z with 30,000 followers on Instagram. But in their bio, they'll be like 10 million TikTok followers. Like, what, because you're having success in TikTok, right?
Yeah.
What do you think, where's the disconnect there?
There's really different apps. Have you been on TikTok a lot?
I mean, not a lot, but I...
Yeah, so it's for you page centered versus Instagram is following centered. So if you, so for example, scrolling through Instagram on your phone, the people that you see on your feed are all people that you follow. Versus TikTok, it's a for you page. So there's people that you don't follow all the time on there. So I always say your following on TikTok is only as good as your most recent post, because if that post doesn't get enough traction to reach all of those followers, then it really doesn't mean much because it's not trending. Your followers aren't even seeing it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So fans wise, I mean, I know if I go TikTok live, a lot of these people that follow me do go on TikTok live, and it's a younger generation for the most part. I mean, a lot of like my age and everybody's age is on TikTok, but the biggest demographic is this like Gen Z young age, which is a different kind of fan base. You know, they're more likely to like fangirl. And
so your advice to someone, because there's a lot of people that want to do what you're doing,
for
like
sure,
and have success the way you did. So what's your advice to someone that's listening to me like, oh, I got a TikTok page and I sing?
You know, it's hard because I posted my first video kind of on a whim and I had no idea it was going to get traction, and then it did. So I don't really have all the answers as to what works and what doesn't. I don't even know if TikTok has the answers. It's just based off the algorithm and people swiping and looking and liking and all of that. But I would just say post as much as you possibly can.
Be consistent. So post a lot.
Yeah, because like I said, your following is only as good as your videos. So if you post 6 videos a day, every single video is going to reach different people. Because they're going to trend in different areas, because everybody has a different for you page based off what you like. So the app learns you. Does that make sense?
So what? So should I hashtag FYP every time?
I wouldn't, but I mean, hey, if it works for you, it works for you.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do though?
That's what I, for you your, can. Kind of F- That's the thing is, do hashtags work? Do they not work? It's, you know, I think the video will work if the video is meant to work.
Okay.
See, that's the...
Okay. See, I thought I put a good video up one time. I'm like, oh, a lot of people are gonna like this. They get like 20 views.
Yeah,
and then
that's what I don't get.
And then I'll put a dumb one up and it'll be like, great.
So here's what I've been explained to with how TikTok works. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it. So basically, if you post a video, the TikTok algorithm will send it to groups of about 200 to 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say each one of you guys have a phone right now and you guys are scrolling through For You page.
Okay.
And I post a video. If you watch the whole video and like it, if you scroll past it, and if you share it to somebody, then it'll take all of that information and send it to people that are similar to y'all's demographics, or it'll skip yours because you didn't like it, or you didn't like it or whatever. So basically it sends like pockets of people to learn who the video is going to work towards, and then it'll keep sending it. And if nobody really reacts to it, it's just going to die.
This is great.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm on TikTok right now. I'm just...
It's always so hard to explain because it's a very specific algorithm, which is why it works though, because people pop off and get a couple million views on a video and then they get hooked because they want to keep posting.
Yeah.
So, and it's all random. You can't know what's going to work. So you just have to follow the trends, do stuff that you know people will universally enjoy, and then just roll with it.
I'm trying to come up with a cool one for all with you. You can figure it out.
I got you. Honestly though, I don't have it figured out. You know, I think that's the crazy thing about TikTok is, with Instagram, if you have something that works and you consistently do it, it'll consistently work. But with TikTok, you just don't know.
You just got to keep doing it.
Yep, just keep doing it. And also, people get bored easy. So if you do something that works over and over again and then you keep doing it, people are over it. So then they stop watching it. And then you have to, it's constantly changing and constantly evolving, which is exciting, but also terrifying.
Are the dances ever going to go away?
I don't know. I don't dance. I've never done a dance video before.
I can't get my 10-year-old to stop dancing. I mean, all the time, and she's doing the booty shake, and I'm like, girl, you're 10.
I think it's cool, though, because I feel like it gives
not the booty part.
Not the booty
because
part.
She'll be like, she's my stepdaughter. She'll be like, Chuck, check this out. I'm like, what? And she'll do, she's doing the cute part. She's like, no.
Like, and she's like,
like that. Yada, and then she starts shaking her booty. I'm like, no.
But it is cool, because if you think about it, you know, this younger generation was going towards being glued to a screen and sitting on the couch and you know, being video games and glued to a screen. So now with TikTok, they have a reason to get up and be active, which is a good thing. Even though it's dances and shaking their butt, it's still, they're getting active, which is different, you know?
Okay.
I think it's a cool thing, but...
No, I'm on it. I'm going to step up my TikTok game.
I'll help you if you need any help. I got you.
No, you just literally just helped me. I'm like, felt like I paid for a TikTok class. I had one TikTok that blew up.
What was it?
It was, I took a picture, or a picture, I took a video of my wife walking through the mall in slow motion with her Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
And it was Dreamweaver.
That was, see, that's cute.
And then, and she was, and her hair was bouncing.
Slow motion.
Know, slow motion. And then, you know, she looked real yeah. good. And
I mean,
then,
I'll tell you, you really just don't know what's going to pop off. Because a couple days ago, I posted a singing video and it got a pretty good amount of views. And then right after that, I posted a video of me in flip-flops in like a snow day attire. And mm-hmm. I was like, why am I wearing these flip-flops? 100,000 views. It's just like, and I was like, this is just something to, you know, keep my feed busy. And it got a lot
were
of views.
Were you in like a bikini or something?
Literally sweatpants and Birkenstocks.
Oh.
And it worked.
Hey,
so
nothing
just,
says sexy like Birkenstocks.
Right?
Wow, look at her. Look at her Birkenstocks. You know?
But you just never know. You really don't know, which is the exciting part about it.
All right. We're excited for you. You're a TikTok legend. I put Andrew Janakis in the same category. He was on the show. He was
oh,
on the
I
show like
that.
2 weeks ago. She doesn't listen. That was a test. She does not listen.
I failed. I do okay. listen. I promise.
It's okay.
She probably just sees the clips on Instagram, guys.
She does.
She's like, oh, it looks cool. Sean Silva films it. All right,
oh, whatever.
No, but you're going to be great. We don't know where you're going to sign yet. Well, wherever it is, I feel like it's going to be a major record label. And we'll watch this one go to the top.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank y'all so much.
Look, she's out. She's like taking her headphones off. She's like, we've never had a walk-off before. Do it. Look, she's walking off. This is great. It's the first walk-off ever, guys.
I liked it.
She's like, I'm going home. We'll just stay here and listen to her. Cheers, guys. This is great.
Cheers.
I really do need to figure out how to get old with you at TikTok. We got to figure it out. We got to go find, let's go find old people, right? Let's go find old people.
I love old people.
I love old people.
They're so cute.
They're very cute.
Yes.
Did you know, we talked about the old people homes. Remember? They have a...
Yeah, we did. No, we didn't talk about the homes. We talked about the villages.
The villages.
They have Let's not find those old people.
They have the high STD.
We shouldn't go in.
High STD.
Why do you think that's so funny?
Maybe that because that just means they're just bumping uglies like all the time in the
get
villages.
It, Earl.
Oh, here
get
we
it.
Go. That was a good. Yeah, it's still on. It's still on. I knew it was.
Here we go.
Love country. Talk to Chuck.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis,
mm-hmm.
back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.